The Kraft Foods Company presents Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. It tastes so good. In those four words, you have the big reason why millions of American women prefer all-purpose parquet margarine made by Kraft.
For spread, for seasoning, for shortening, it tastes so good.
Yes, as a spread, parquet margarine tastes so good on bread, toast, rolls, hotcakes, waffles. As a seasoning, parquet margarine tastes so good on mashed potatoes, hot cooked vegetables, and casserole dishes. As a shortening, parquet margarine adds its own delicate goodness to everything you bake or fry. And parquet margarine, made from selected products of American farms, enriched by 15,000 units of vitamin A to every pound, costs much less than the most expensive spreads. So, ask today for parquet.
For spread. Seasoning, for shortening, it tastes so good.
And remember, in states where the law permits, you can now buy parquet margarine in handy quarter-pound sticks already colored a rich golden yellow and ready to serve. That's parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. And now, the Great Gildersleeve with his special guest, K-Star. Well, it's late afternoon in Summerfield, about the time tired businessmen come home from work. The Great Gildersleeve is approaching his driveway in his 1936 sedan. From the opposite direction, his wealthy neighbor, Mr. Bullard, is aiming his new straight eight at his own driveway directly across the street. Somebody should stop.
Well, yes, I will. No harm in being polite when the other car has a bigger bumper. Well, he's stopping, too. Since when has he started being polite to me? He's usually calling me names. And I don't mean water commissioner.
You go ahead, Mr. Bullard.
After you, Gildersleeve.
Oh, no, I stopped first.
Thank you, but go ahead.
Thank you, but you go first. You pay more taxes than I do.
Move on, will you? You're tying up traffic.
But I'm just trying to be polite.
You're being a nincompoop.
Oh!
And you don't have to try.
No, Bullard.
Well, if you won't move, I will. Nincompoop.
Oh, someday I'll cut off his water.
Hello, Uncle Mort.
Hello, Marjorie.
I see you and Mr. Bullard are having words again. How long are you going to let him bully you?
Well, my dear, I don't like to cause trouble. Bullard and I may not be the best of friends, but Leroy has to have somebody to play with. And he gets along so well with little Craig. Leroy!
What's the matter?
He hit me in the nose and I'm a dirty guy!
Who hit you?
Craig, the dirty guy, hit me in the nose!
Craig Bullard? Oh, for how could little Craig hit a big boy like you? He can't even reach up to your nose.
Hit me with a yo-yo!
Yo-yo? Oh, my goodness.
I'll go get the ice pack again, Leroy.
Stop crying, Leroy. I'm sure Craig didn't mean to hit you with his yo-yo.
He did, too. He swung it around and hit me on purpose, the dirty guy. Right after I pushed him down.
Oh. So you started it.
No, I didn't. He called you a name first.
Me? What was it, Leroy?
Well, some name his father called you.
Which one? I mean... What did he call me?
Well, he said you were a big fat nincompoop.
Now he's put fat in it. This thing has gone far enough. I'm going right over to Bullard's and have it out with him.
Oh, boy, can I go along and watch you sock him in the nose?
No, Leroy, you stay right here. Yes, sir. I can be pushed just too far. Imagine that Bullard calling me a big nincompoop. He's pretty big himself. Say, he is pretty big. Well, perhaps I shouldn't be too hasty. Forgive and forget. The test of a real man is whether or not he can get along with his neighbors.
Sure.
No use being a hothead about this. I'll go back home and force myself to cool off. I'll take a shower. But if it ever happens again...
Hey, you!
What? Oh, Craig.
What are you doing on our new lawn, you big nincompoop?
Oh,
I'm going to tell my father.
You don't have to tell your father anything. I'm going to tell him a thing or two. The idea, by George, this is a showdown. Bullard, I want to talk to you.
Oh, what about?
Well, you see... Yeah, he's swinging a golf club.
Well, you see, that is...
Well, come to the point, Gildersleeve. I'm busy putting on the carpet.
Well, I hate to interrupt you with that club in your hand.
Gildersleeve, why did you knock on the door?
Well, I had a little something to discuss with you.
Oh, well, step inside.
Oh, no, we can talk about it later.
We'll talk about it now. Step inside.
Well, after you, Mr. Bullard.
No, after you.
Go right ahead. I insist.
Gildersleeve, go on in. Don't be a nincompoop.
Bullard, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Oh?
If you don't stop calling me names, I'll...
You what?
Well, I'll sue you.
Sue me? You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes, I would. I'll sue you for defamation of character. I'll have you know that I'm no nincompoop.
Prove it.
Well, then... Well, don't worry, I will, in a court of law.
Gildersleeve, you're afraid to sue me.
That's what you think. Just wait till you see the headlines in the morning paper.
Oh, well, what'll they say? Prominent businessman sued by nincompoop?
Oh! That does it. Now I will sue.
Ladies and gentlemen, throughout the season, we've had a lot of requests for the great Gildersleeve to sing more.
I don't want to. I'm mad, that Bullard, calling me a nincompoop.
Well, while you're figuring out a way to send Mr. Bullard up the river, how about singing Cruising Down the River?
Well, all right.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon with one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon. The old accordion playing a sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. The birds above all sing of love, a gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. Gentle, sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like gently falling rain. Two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. Up the river on a Sunday. Yeah, so Bullard didn't believe I'd sue him for calling me a nincompoop, eh? Look at these headlines, Marjorie. Prominent businessman sued by water commissioner.
Uncle.
Yes, my dear?
I'm proud of you for standing up to Mr. Bullard, but do you think you should have sued him?
Well, I should have done it long ago. He's been asking for it.
But the paper says he's hired an expensive lawyer from Philadelphia.
Don't worry. I've sent for Judge Hooker. In this town, a Philadelphia lawyer doesn't stand a chance against a lawyer like Hooker. Hooker is the Clarence Darrow of Summerfield. Yes, there he is now. Well, come on in, Clarence. Horace.
Thank you, Gilda.
Judge, while you were out of town, I got a big load off my chest.
I didn't think the load was on your chest, Gilda. I thought it was further down.
Very funny, Judge. Here, take a look at this newspaper.
Big headline. Gilda, are you really suing somebody?
You bet. Rumson Bullard. He called me a name once too often.
Oh?
I'm suing him for defamation of character.
But, Gilda, you don't have a chance. Bullard has an expensive lawyer.
So what? I have you. You're not expensive, but you're good in front of a local jury.
Gilda?
I can see you now. Friends and neighbors, I've never seen a jury composed of such fair ladies and intelligent men. Are you taking notes, Judge?
Gilda, I have news for you.
What?
I can't be your lawyer.
Huh?
I just noticed the date of the trial. I serve on the bench that week.
You do?
As a matter of fact, I'll be trying your case.
You will? Well, say, what am I worrying about?
What?
Judge, old friend, how'd you like to stay for dinner? We'll have everything you like. Roast beef, corn on the cob, or how about fricasseed chicken? You can chew that better.
Gilda, are you trying to bribe me?
Bribe you? No.
If you want my advice, you'll contact Rumson Bullard and call off the suit. Get out of it the best way you can.
I can't do that.
Very well. But the minute I put on my black robe, I'll be forced to try this case as if I never saw you before.
But, Horace...
What did you say your name was, sir?
Oh, goodbye, you old goat. I guess the judge is right. I'd better phone Bullard and call the whole thing off. Without the judge, I'd never beat Bullard and his big Philadelphia lawyer. Probably wouldn't beat him anyway. Hooker isn't so hot.
Yes?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes?
This is your neighbor, Mr. Gildersleeve, the man who was going to sue you.
What's this?
I've just decided to call off the suit. I forgive you.
Gildersleeve, I dare you to forgive me.
What?
This is the best thing you ever did for me. It's wonderful publicity. And you should see the big bets I have with my club members.
Big bets?
Yes, I'm betting that in court I'll beat your socks off.
But, Mr. Bullard, perhaps you don't understand. I don't want to sue you anymore.
Gildersleeve, if you drop your suit, I'll sue you.
Huh?
For every penny you've got.
I guess I'm going to sue.
Mr. Wald here.
Mr. Wald?
Yes. Yes, I thought you'd be interested in seeing how we're putting up parquet margarine now, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, well, I'm always interested in parquet. I'm pretty crafty about that.
Well, in many states, parquet is available in these handy yellow quarter-pound sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to try it on the rolls I got in the oven, because parquet tastes so good.
Of course, Mr. Gildersleeve, you can still get the white parquet at the old economy price.
Well, the economy price appeals to me. Bullard just threatened to sue me for every penny I've got.
Well, when pennies count, there's one nice thing about parquet.
Oh?
It costs only about half as much as the most expensive spread.
That's right, Mr. Gilsley. So no matter how the lawsuit comes out, you don't have to worry about having something to eat.
What?
Not as long as Bertie's got rolls in the oven and parquet in the cooler.
Yeah, please, Bertie.
No, sir, Mr. Gilsley, you don't have to worry. Not as long as Bertie's got rolls in the oven and parquet in the cooler.
Bertie, I'm not worried.
Well, don't, Mr. Gilsley. You know why you don't have to worry?
Yes, Bertie.
That's right, because Bertie's got rolls in the oven and parquet in the cooler.
Oh, my goodness.
That's P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft.
Say, Bertie and John Wald are pretty good. I wonder if they could plead my case. No.
Say, Commish, you want a close shave? Or are you going to wait till Bullard gets you into court?
Floyd, I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, yeah? What you so nervous about? You're harder to shave today than a bowl of jelly.
Well, what am I going to do, Floyd? I can't afford an expensive lawyer like Bullard's having.
Well, I can tell you how to lick that, Commish.
Oh?
Play smart. Don't have a lawyer.
Floyd? Are you crazy?
Do I look it?
I won't answer that.
Now, you listen to little Floydy. The way to beat an expensive lawyer is to humble yourself. Plead your own case.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah? Well, you think it over, Commish. The jury's a sucker for the underdog.
Well, that's me.
Sure, I'll bet if you hobbled out in front of that jury with your arm in a sling...
What?
...painted some bruises on your legs, ripped your clothes...
Floyd, he only called me a name.
Oh, yeah? What did Bullard call you, Commish?
Well, he called me a nincompoop.
Oh. You're not, are you?
Of course not.
Well, then you got the case in the bag, Commish. All you got to do is get some character witnesses to prove it.
Well?
You got plenty of friends in town who go to bat for you.
Well, that's true.
So why do you need a lawyer?
By George, Floyd, I don't. I'll plead my own case.
Attaboy, Commish.
And Floyd, I'll call on you to be my star character witness.
Me? Oh, you better not count on me, Commish.
Why not?
Well, when it comes to testifying against a heavy tipper like Mr. Bullard, I ain't got much character.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Well, I've got friends who'll testify. I thought I could get witnesses to testify for me. I never saw so many good friends with so many bad excuses. Well, all I need is one good witness, and I know somebody who won't let me down. Hello, Peavy.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you?
Peavy, you and I have been good friends for a long time.
Well, we've known each other for a long time.
You bet. And you know I'd do anything in the world you ask me to.
I'm not asking you to do anything.
But I'd do it, Peavy.
I'm not asking you to.
I know that, but I'd help you if you were in trouble.
I'm not in trouble.
No, Peavy, but if you were...
But I'm not.
Oh, for goodness.
What are you trying to do, Mr. Gildersleeve? Get me into trouble?
Yep. All right, Peavy, I'll lay my cards on the table. I'm the one who's in trouble.
You don't say.
Yes, Peavy, I'm pleading my own case against Bullard, and I need a good character witness.
I always try to keep out of the courts myself.
But I want you to be my witness.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Mr. Gildersleeve, but I may be out of town.
Oh? What day are you going out of town?
Well, what day is your trial?
Oh. Peavy, I'll see you in court. I'm going to have you subpoenaed.
How's that?
You'll find out. Friends, tonight we welcome a very pretty alumnus back to Summerfield. A lot of you heard her for the first time a couple of years ago on our summer program, and we're mighty proud of the name she's made for herself since then. Here she is, one of the country's top vocalists, Miss Kay Starr.
Why, Gildy, you're so sweet.
Kay's going to sing one of her newest record hits, How It Lies.
If you think candy's sweet, there's a guy you ought to meet. Sugar drips from his lips when he sighs. But that love lights a light within my baby's eyes. How it lies, how it lies, how it lies. He has style, he has charm, and a pair of loving arms that I'm dying to try. But that love lights and lies within my baby's eyes. How it lies, ooh, how it lies. His name tops the list of every florist. His girls are standing 10 deep in line with all of the trees in the forest. Why should I be that only clinging vine? Oh, there's heartbreak in store when the one that you adore is a devil in an angel's disguise. But that love lies a lie within my baby's eyes. How it lies, how it lies, how it lies. for when the one that you adore is a devil in an angel's disguise? But that love lies alive within my baby's eyes. Well, I tried and I tried and I cried and I cried, but I can't figure out the reason why. But I do know that you have loved.
Well, the trial comes up tomorrow. At least I've got one character witness. Good old Peavy. Better practice my appeal to the jury. Well, let's see. I'll let my bookcase be the jury, and that old hat rack can be Judge Hooker. Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, in rebuttal, I wish to state...
What are you doing, Unc?
Leroy, I'm polishing my rebuttal.
What?
I'm preparing my case.
What a character.
Your Honor, and ladies and gentlemen of the jury, in my rebuttal, I promise you that I won't be wordy.
You call me Miss Gilsey?
No, Birdie.
I thought you said Birdie.
I said wordy.
Oh!
I'll never get ready for that trial.
Yes, the First Circuit Court of Summerfield County is now in session. Judge Horace Hooker presiding.
Yeah, look at Bullard's big lawyer glaring at me. He may be from Philadelphia, but that's no brotherly love.
Order in the court, please. The case of Gildersleeve versus Bullard. The plaintiff will step forward and present his case.
Plaintiff. Ooh, that's me. thank you. Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I have never seen a jury composed of such beautiful ladies and intelligent-looking young men.
I object.
What?
Oh, Bullard's lawyer.
Yes, Mr. Johnstone?
Mr. Gildersleeve is trying to sway the jury by flattery.
Now see here, Johnstone.
Objection sustained.
But Horace...
Stick to the facts, Gilder.
Look at him on that bench. Looks like an old goat on top of a barn.
The plaintiff will proceed with his case.
Thank you, Your Honor. Will Mr. Richard Peavy please take the stand?
Very well.
Raise your right hand.
Yeah.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
How's that?
Sit down, Peavy. Your Honor, through the testimony of Mr. Richard Peavy, a citizen of unquestioned reputation, I intend to prove that I am not a nincompoop.
My, my.
I further intend to prove that by being so called, I have been sorely maligned.
I object.
Objection overruled.
That's a horse on you, Johnstone. Yeah.
Proceed with the case.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Peavy, in all the years you've known me, would you say that I've been a good provider for my little family?
Well, yes.
Is it true that during that time I have been a law-abiding citizen?
Well, yes.
Is it also not true that I hold a responsible position of public trust, which demands a good name and good character?
Well, yes.
Fine. Then you'd say that such a man could not possibly be a nincompoop.
No, I wouldn't say that. Oh!
Step down, Peavy.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
The plaintiff will call his next witness.
Your Honor, I don't have any more witnesses. Peavy's the only one I had.
Well.
Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Johnstone?
As counsel for the defense, I ask that these absurd proceedings stop and the verdict be awarded my client, Mr. Bullard.
Now, just a minute, Johnstone. I may be down, but I'm not out.
Quiet, Gilder. Mr. Johnstone, please state the reason for your request.
Well, Your Honor, our worthy opponent, Mr. Gildersleeve, the commissioner of streets and sewers...
Oh, I'm the water commissioner.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yes.
In presenting his case, Mr. Gildersleeve has overlooked one important detail.
I have?
Mr. Gildersleeve, my client challenges you to prove that he ever called you a nincompoop.
What? Oh.
And ladies and gentlemen, if Mr. Gildersleeve can't prove it, he has no case.
Why, Bullard, you know you called me a nincompoop when you and I were standing on your porch.
Please, please, my client cannot testify against himself.
What a sneaky way to get out of this.
try again, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Why, the whole town knows I'm a nincompoop. I mean, my nephew Leroy said that Craig Bullard said that his father said...
Your Honor, I submit that this is pure hearsay and as such is not acceptable as valid testimony.
The court is obliged to so rule.
But therefore I ask the court to instruct the jury to bring in a verdict of not guilty.
Ooh, what a slicker.
And the court costs be paid by Mr. Gildersleeve.
Does the plaintiff have anything to say? In other circumstances, the bench so instructs the jury. Court is in recess.
Of all the low-down, underhanded...
Now, Gildy, be a good loser. Why don't you go over and congratulate Bullard?
Well, I guess there's no use crying over spilled milk. Mr. Bullard.
Yes, Gildersleeve?
Congratulations, you win.
I expected to.
But you did call me a nincompoop, and you know it.
Well, nobody proved it. Oh, come on outside and have a cigar on me.
Well...
We'll slip out this door here. Go ahead, Gildersleeve.
Oh, no. You go ahead.
You go first, Gildersleeve.
No. After you.
For heaven's sake, man, move on.
I'm just trying to be polite.
Gildersleeve, you're being a nincompoop.
Hey, Judge! Did you hear that? He called me a nincompoop. Bring the jury back. I win.
The Great Gildersleeve will be right back. Don't forget, you can now get yellow parquet margarine in all states where laws permit. Yes, parquet, the delicious spread with the wonderful flavor, now comes in handy quarter-pound sticks already colored a rich golden yellow. Of course, you can still buy white parquet everywhere at the low economy price. So ask today for parquet.
For spread, for seasoning, for shortening, it tastes so good.
That's P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine made by Kraft.
And so the court decrees that the defendant, Mr. Bullard, pay in full for Mr. Gildersleeve's damaged character. $15.
Here's your $15, Gildersleeve. It was worth it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bullard. And now I want to return it to you.
Why?
Because I want to call you a nincompoop. You nincompoop!
Gildersleeve!
And here's $5 more. You're also a... Oop. Good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Harold Perry. The show was written by Gene Stone and Jack Robinson, with music by Jack Neeson. Be sure to listen in next Wednesday and every Wednesday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
You like this pleasant, quick way of making leftovers more delicious. Just add a little Kraft prepared mustard and you add a lot of tang. Hidden flavors in boiled ham, sausage, most any meat pop right out. Every bite tastes better. Now you can get two kinds of Kraft mustard. Salad mustard, delicately spiced for those who prefer a milder flavor, and Kraft mustard with snappy horseradish added. Have both kinds in your pantry. Then with every meat dish, hot or cold, just add a little mustard and you'll add a lot of tang. Kraft's prepared mustard.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.